Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. Sunday, bloody Sunday. The late night anger management class has begun. Sirius XM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks will welcome our AM radio affiliates momentarily as we pick up the pieces and unpack a wild weekend of football. A wild Saturday. A wild Sunday, and it concludes with a Baltimore Ravens victory. The Baltimore Ravens survive 36-35 final score. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs as Lamar Jackson beats the Kansas City Chiefs for the first time. All right, so underdogs continue to cash in the National Football League. 21-10 now. 31 games have been played. Underdogs have covered in 21 of them. We've got one more game left this week. Of course, the Detroit Lions. The Motor City Bad Boys roll in to Green Bay. This number continues to climb, and I think it will continue to climb before kickoff. I doubt there's a lot of people right now that are lining up to take the Detroit Lions in this spot. We'll break it down. We'll crunch the numbers. Ian Cameron's going to step up and in. We're talking football, college football, and NFL football. We'll get you caught up to date. Everything's going on in the college football world. And, of course, one of my favorite parts of the Sunday night show is the advanced line look as we get our first crack at the numbers, and we'll see if there's anything that I think we should move on. We moved on a bunch of games, and in the end, you know what? We didn't need to buy the points in a couple of the games, and in the Patriots game, it didn't matter. All right, so Zach Wilson. Hey, listen, at least Zach Wilson's breaking records. Zach Wilson becomes the first quarterback since Tommy Maddox to throw like four interceptions as a rookie, I think in his home opener or whatever. Like, Zach Wilson set a lot of records today. All right, there's all kinds of records that was set today. It's funny, too, because I told people Zach Wilson would struggle, and then the jackass trolls come out after Zach Wilson has a, you know, completes a couple of passes in the preseason. Ah, Morenci, you're wrong. Listen, I told you guys before, go play in the bathtub with a toaster, all right, and get the hell out of my life, right? Get the hell out of my life. There's a reason why you're on that side of the computer, and I'm on this side of the computer and a microphone. Shut up and listen, all right? Shut up and listen and learn. Listen and learn. Guys, listen, we absolutely crushed it today. Could have done better, and when you bet as much as we do, and people understand this, that bet a lot, high-volume bettors, mistakes are going to happen. You know, bad picks are going to happen, but mistakes, actual mistakes will happen. So I actually tried to play a 10-point teaser right before we went on the air today. So I'm all, like, doing it quick and stuff. So I'm like, yeah, 10-point teaser, give me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, give me the Dallas Cowboys, and give me the Kansas City Chiefs. Except I never teased it. I played it as a parlay. Except I didn't know. I literally had like 52 bets. I didn't know. I see after, I'm like, oh my God. $92 pays $728 if the Chiefs cover. It's the late night anger management class. Sunday, bloody Sunday. We're back. I am Gabriel Morenci. This is Sports Rage. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people above some and everybody else in between. We're breaking it down. We're unpacking week two of the National Football League. We got a lot of stuff to break down. We're going to talk football with Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babana. We'll step up and in. We'll take a look at the week three lines. It's hard to believe that we're even saying that. Feels like, I don't know. Feels like a couple of days ago, man, that we were breaking down week one. We're already looking ahead to week three, but we do have one more game left. Week two, Monday Night Football. It's been a wild weekend of football, collegiately and professionally. Let's start off with the Sunday Nighter. Now, first things first, underdogs continue to cash tickets in the National Football League regular season so far. Now 21-10 against the spread through 31 football games. We have the Detroit Lions getting 12.5. At Lambeau on Monday night. Another thing that we should note, primetime games are now 5-0 to the over after tonight's game. Sales over the number as well. So underdogs are barking, and the overs keep cashing in these primetime games. All right, so we're breaking it down. Ian Cameron's going to step up, and then we'll get into Monday Night Football. We'll take a look at the numbers for Week 3. Yet, man, this is some pretty crazy stuff. The Kansas City Chiefs, so the Chiefs lose this football game. It's the first time ever Lamar Jackson has beaten Patrick Mahomes. He was 0-3, and this is insane. This is the first time since 2016. This is the first time since 2016 that the Kansas City Chiefs are not in first place, or at least hold a share. So they've been in first place, basically, for the last 4 years. Wow. Is there a changing of the guard? It's a 17-game season this year, but there's some interesting developments as far as the standings are concerned. And for all you jackasses out there that think, well, it doesn't really matter if you're 0-2 and stuff. Yeah, it kind of does. It kind of does matter. So get
here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This, guys, since 2007, there's been 119 teams to go 0-2. Only 12 of them have made the playoffs. For what it's worth, 12 out of 119 teams that start 0-2 have gone on to make the playoffs. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Rest in peace, Coach Dennis Green. And I was just thinking, the coach actually coached both Arizona and the Minnesota Vikings. Who, man, you want to talk about wild football games today. And we were on live. And I am Gabriel Morenci. We were on live, Sirius XM Channel 204, during that football game. I'm on every Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern time with Holden Kushner. And I actually said, watch the Minnesota Vikings go down the field, and then they'll screw it up. They'll miss the field goal. And it's hard not to remember when they missed the chip shot field goal against the Seattle Seahawks
in the playoffs. They missed a 37-yard field goal, would have won the football game. Arizona survives, but Arizona does not cover the point spread. As we stated, it was a really wild, wild weekend of football, and it's great to have football back. Man, these seasons are just, time is just flying by. I don't know, life goes by too quickly as it is, especially if you love life and you know what, you're living. But as you get older, it really, really goes quickly. Now that the football season has started, oh my God. Honestly, we're already talking about week three. We're going to get into week three. College football's cruising along already. It's getting real on the collegiate grid. And, we talked about going 0-2. So 119 teams. That was coming into today. So 119 teams in NFL history, 0-2. Only 12 have made the playoffs. That's not very good. That's not very good. If you're basically doomed. All right. So you're basically doomed. Now 2-0 puts you in a good spot. Now there's an extra game this year, but I don't really know how much of an impact that's really gonna have. So there's really not that many undefeated teams already. You want to talk about parity in a National Football League, that's what we've got. So the Seattle Seahawks lost today. Tennessee rallied back. That was a crazy, dramatic game. Derrick Henry and the Titans could do absolutely nothing in the first half of that game. And, of course, it was carrying over from week one. And it was literally six quarters in a row of porous football by the Tennessee Titans. And the wheels are just falling off for them, but they kept on giving a rock to Henry in the second half. And the Tennessee Titans showed a lot of resiliency today. But I tell you, there's some surprises along the way so far in the National Football League, isn't there? So first things first, let's just sort of set the table here as far as this NFC West is concerned. We know that the NFC West is man, this thing... This thing's a killer. I was thinking of a bunch of words there. I can't say that. Actually, you know what? I was going to say, and I will say it. It's a George Burns line, and it was said on The Simpsons, so it must be politically safe enough to say. The NFC West is a hideous bitch goddess. How's that? I'm telling you, it's, this division, you can't slip up. You slip up in this division, you got problems. You're Seattle right now, you're already oh man, we better not lose again. everybody wins all the time. San Francisco's 2-0, the Rams are 2-0, and Arizona's 2-0. So we should note, San Francisco, the only team that covered in this division today. San Francisco covered, the Rams won but did not cover, Arizona won but did not cover, Seattle lost outright. San Francisco wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty, but our boy Chris Ventures, boy Jimmy G, gets it done in the end. And the San Francisco 49ers 2-0. So we have three undefeated teams in the NFC West. Now, I don't think anybody's surprised that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 2-0, but how about them Panthers? Carolina Panthers are 2-0. Tampa Bay 2-0, Carolina 2-0, Saints 1-1. Atlanta 0-2. Atlanta go to New York. They get the New York Giants. Giants lay 3 in this game. And my early impression is this is a game that the Giants should win. If the Giants don't win this game, they should probably just fire Joe Judge on the spot, to be honest. The Giants need to win that game. They need to win that game. But we'll take a look at the numbers. So the Falcons are 0-2. Falcons are 0-2, Saints 1-1, Carolina Panthers 2-0. Life's good for Sam Darnold. I don't think he's missing MetLife too much. He's not missing the Meadowlands. He never liked New York to begin with. The NFC East is, whatever. We knew it's always the same, this division. Washington's 1-1, Philadelphia's 1-1, Dallas is 1-1. The New York Football Giants are 0-2. How about the Raiders? Wow. And props to our boy Ventura once again. Ventura disagreed on Monday night. I said during the game that John Gruden's a horrible coach, right? But it should be noted, Ventura, and I see our boy Ventura's in the chat. It should be noted that I bet on the Raiders on Monday night, and I bet on the Raiders today. So I'm cashing tickets with this football team. Yet I'm very impressed that they, you know, a West Coast team playing on Monday night, you know, a dramatic game like that, and then they turn around, they go into Pittsburgh, and they win the game outright convincingly. Very impressive start to the season. And as we stated earlier, this is the first time since 2016 that the Kansas City Chiefs are not in first place or hold a share of first place in this division. The Denver Broncos are 2-0. I don't know how good the Broncos are. The Broncos' schedule has been soft, but they're taking advantage of it. And it continues. They get the Jets next week. So the Broncos literally could be 3-0. So Raiders are 2-0. Denver Broncos 2-0. Houston Texans are 1-1, but hey, good teams win, great teams cover, as Jay Cornegay in Vegas says. And the Houston Texans are 2-0 against the spread. That's all that matters. The Houston Texans are 2-0 against the spread. They're Thursday night football. Yeah, we knew it would have to come, guys. You know, we're subjected to a train wreck crap fest Thursday night game. It's Carolina and Houston. Carolina and Houston. And it looks like Tyrod Taylor is going to be out of this game. So it would be Davis Mills. There's going to be a lot of Deshaun Watson talk, but I don't think they want to play Deshaun Watson. They're allowed to. Like, he's not suspended. I think it's basically they don't want the bad publicity. They don't want people protesting outside the stadium. And I also think that they'd like to trade him. But Deshaun Watson's status, the persistent limbo-ness of this thing, is a disservice to everybody. If Deshaun Watson is really guilty of all these things, then whatever. Let's prove it and, you know, let him deal with the consequences. But if he's not, then let's move on. I should add, Deshaun Watson has never been charged criminally with anything. So, I don't know. Like, what are we living in a world right now? Because a bunch of people say something and sue you that you lose your job? And he hasn't lied? I mean, he's getting paid $40 million not to play. So, it's hard, you know, it's hard to shed tears. But, like, that's, you know, nobody talks about. What if he's innocent? And what? Like, he just lost a year of his career. So, this is a strange situation. I think the Houston Texans want to get clearance, basically, that, yeah, listen, he's not getting charged criminally, and there's a bunch of civil lawsuits. Civil lawsuits? Everybody gets sued. Late night anger management class. We'll take a look at the week 3 numbers and see if there's any moves that we should jump on. Talk a little college football, NFL football. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Shout out to everybody tuning in Los Angeles, San Diego, Southern California, the Mightier 1090. Shout out to everybody tuning in on the Sports Grid Radio Networks and, of course, SiriusXM, Channel 204. Underdogs are now 21-10 on the season. The overs are 5-0 in primetime games. We have another primetime game, obviously, Monday Night Football. I do believe that this number will continue to climb. I don't think anybody besides myself wants to take the Detroit Lions in this game, right? Right? It's 12 and a half. Total is 48 and a half. Total is, like we said, so the overs are 5-0 in the primetime games. And nobody thought that Giants and Washington game would get there over the number. That was 40 and a half, so this one's 48 and a half. And let us not forget that the Detroit Lions played the San Francisco 49ers, and they gave up 41 points. And they did score 33 points as well. So it's interesting that this number is this low. You know, so the Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions, let me just throw this out here right now. So the Packers and Lions, the last eight times they played, which team do you think is 7-1 against the spread? The Detroit Lions. The Lions are 7-1 against the spread the last eight games against the Green Bay Packers. Yes, it's true. It's true. 7-1 against the spread. And we've got some other crazy numbers about this game as well. So we'll get into the point spreads for week three. Like I said, it's hard to believe that we're already into week three. But we were just going over the standings right now and taking a look. And we talked about how only 12 teams in NFL history that have started 0-2 out of 119 teams have gone on to make the playoffs. So who's at 0-2 right now? Who can we kiss? Whose season is over? Whose season is over? Who's not making the playoffs? Shocking development. The Jets aren't going to make the playoffs. They're 0-2. Man, I wish I put more money on that under 6.5 wins. Man. So, yeah, the Jets are 0-2, and they're facing 0-3. Zach Wilson's going to get eaten alive by that Denver Bronco defense. So the Jets are 0-2. All right, well, who's a good team that's 0-2 that's sort of in trouble? Indianapolis are 0-2, and this is good because I've got Tennessee to win a division, and Tennessee were not looking good. Like, you know, they didn't look good for four quarters last week, and then they just sort of strung it together in the second half. So Indianapolis are 0-2, and Jacksonville are 0-2. Who else is 0-2? The Giants are 0-2. Minnesota Vikings are 0-2. The Vikings shouldn't be 0-2, but they are. Atlanta are 0-2, and that's it. So those are pretty much, those are the teams that have been eliminated from the postseason already. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Come again. Thank you. Come again. So, yeah, what a performance by the Raiders, though. Going on the road like that. So as far as, you know what, we always talk about this, right? And let's be real. None of us play for these teams. None of us play for these teams. And none of these players care about your life or your problems. All right? They care about your life and your problems as much as I care about our trolls' life and their problems. I don't. So it's the same thing. Your team can win. Like, you know, like the Arizona Cardinals right now. Arizona Cardinals didn't win. They didn't cover. They won the game. They didn't win the bet for people. Like, do you think that anyone on the Arizona Cardinals feel bad about that? Do you think DeAndre Hopkins right now is eating a late night dinner saying, damn, I feel bad for people that bet on us today? I really sincerely doubt that he is. Right? It's all about covering. Right? That's all that matters. Like I said, the Houston Texans, say what you will. We told you guys coming into the year, man. Oh, everybody says the Texans suck. The Texans this. Yeah, whatever. They're 2-0 against the spread, and there's not that many teams that are. In fact, already, there are only five teams that are 2-0 against the spread. The Denver Broncos are 2-0 against the spread. The Las Vegas Raiders are 2-0. Listen to these teams, actually, too. None of them are powerhouses, right? The Denver Broncos, 2-0 against the spread. The Las Vegas Raiders, 2-0 against the spread. The Carolina Panthers, 2-0 against the spread. Houston Texans, 2-0 ATS. How about them Cowboys? Cowboys, 2-0 against the spread. Now, I had a good day today. We had a very good weekend. So it's hard for me to sit here and completely rage about who ruined my Sunday, but I'll tell you who ruined our Sunday. Now, number one, Arizona not covering did set us back a little bit, but we had Arizona on a million teasers because I thought it could end up what happening did happen. But I got to call out Justin Herbert and Dak Prescott. I got to call, you know what? Like, specifically Herbert. Dak Prescott, whatever. You won the football game, so very similar situation. Dak Prescott's not going to sympathize because he didn't go over 1.5 touchdown passes. But I had a bunch of parlays, man, and these player props are hit or miss. But, you know, Justin Herbert went up and down the field, consistent. Like, you know, there were touchdowns, and then there weren't touchdowns, and it's like they couldn't convert. The amount of yards, man, in the Dallas Charger game didn't correlate to how many points were put up on the board in the end. And I can handle losing the total, but Justin Herbert and the Chargers offense was incredibly frustrating. Their ineptness on third down. Numerous opportunities. Although I was all over the Cowboys, I tried to middle the game with the Chargers, and I had to tease to the over. But Justin Herbert not throwing for over 1.5 touchdown passes really cost me. I had like a million round-robin parlays with Dak Prescott. And I'm telling you, one guy that goes over 1.5 touchdowns every week is Kirk Cousins. That's 2 weeks in a row Kirk Cousins has gone over 1.5 touchdown passes, just for the record. So, yeah, the only perfect teams against the spread in the National Football League right now, the Dallas Cowboys, the Houston Texans, the Carolina Panthers, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Denver Broncos. Yeah, because I'm sure that's who everybody thought after 2 weeks would be perfect ATS, right? Who cares about what are we wasting our time for in the regular standings? The Detroit Lions are 1-0 against the spread still. Teams that are 0-2 ATS. Matthias, your Atlanta Falcons, now 0-2 ATS. The Washington football team, 0-2 ATS. The New York football Jets, 0-2 ATS. Now, big theme of the day today was also injuries. A lot of quarterbacks got injured. Now, it seems like a lot of quarterbacks got injured, but none of them are like seriously injured. You know what I mean? It was just sort of knocked out of the game and didn't come back injured type of stuff. We spoke with Dr. David Chow earlier in the evening, longtime Chargers team physician, and he told us that Tua is just sort of, it's a pain threshold injury. So it's a pain threshold injury situation for Tua. Andy Dalton, Andy Dalton actually looked better than Justin Fields, but we cashed the ticket nevertheless with the Chicago Bears anyways. Baker Mayfield got hurt, yet returned to the game. And then Tyrod Taylor got injured. And Dr. Chow said he doesn't think Tyrod Taylor's going to play on Thursday. I don't want to put words in there. You know, there was games going on. We had him on. Bullets are flying everywhere when you're on live radio and there's a bunch of games going on. But I do, you know what? I don't want to say, oh, he's not playing for sure. But I'm pretty, you know, he said, yeah, Tyrod Taylor won't play on Thursday. And that's why, of course, this Deshaun Watson talk has come into play. Now, it would be remiss of me not to bring up the Buffalo Bills' performance, though. The Bills were dominant today, all right? Like, even before Tua got hurt, they sacked them on two of the first three plays of the game. The Bills were effective, hungry. Like, you know, we talked about, I thought the Bills would have a much better week of practice and they would be much more intense this week after the lethargic performance in the second half against the Steelers. That was a big win for the Bills to get back on track. They host the Washington football team next week in a very winnable game for them. In a very winnable game for them. But, yeah, the Bills defense. Listen, the Bills offense wasn't. This is something that's been an issue and a reality in Josh Allen's entire career, all right? Even last year, guys. Even last year with the Bills going 13-3 and Josh Allen having a year that he did. It's very rare, if you notice, and Bills fans will know what I'm talking about. It's very rare that the Bills offense plays well for 60 minutes. They play in spurts, the Bills offense. Like, they'll make a couple of big-time plays. They'll score, you know what I mean? They'll score a bunch of points. Like, they'll either score a bunch of early points and then hit a wall, or they'll stumble out of the gate and then score a bunch of late points. Right, like they're, but it's not a fluid offense. And last year was better. It was a bigger problem 2 years ago, but it was better last year. Yet it's been an issue for Josh to play 60 solid minutes of football. Thing is, like everything else he does is so good, so you don't really notice when you look at the box score and stuff. But Josh Allen through two games is not... Listen, the first touchdown of the game when he rolled out and he evaded traffic and everything, that was a nice play, right? It was a beautiful play. And I'm not concerned because it's early in the season. The Bills are starting to get into an offensive rhythm, but you can just tell Josh Allen's a little off. You know, but he's not the only quarterback that's a little off. We see that a lot. How many times did you guys hear today, oh, the pass was thrown behind him? In all the games, you hear that a lot. Pass was thrown behind him. Lamar Jackson goes off, and he's setting records. The Late Night Anger Management Class. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. You having fun yet? Wild weekend of football. Wild, wild stuff. And we want to talk some college stuff as well, because as crazy and as good as the NFL was today, there were some epic performances on Saturday collegiately. And specifically in Los Angeles between Fresno State and the UCLA Bruins. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Ian Cameron will step up and then A.K. Bob Bano. Jesse B. Tackerfin. We talked baseball as well. We haven't forgotten about the Diamond. We haven't forgotten about the Diamond. The Diamond's getting pretty insane too, man. Some great stuff. What a great time, man, to be a sports fan. The pandemic has caused all these leagues to cross over. And, you know, next year it'll finally be on track of essential normalcy as far as the schedules are concerned. But, you know, because of the fact that the NBA and the NHL played so late this year, the offseason is so short, right? Like, the NHL is right around the corner. The NBA is right around the corner. And the baseball playoffs are rapidly approaching. A couple of weeks left of baseball right now. What are we, 2 weeks left? 2 weeks left of Major League Baseball? So I am Gabriel Morency. We're kicking it. Sports Rage Late Night. Sirius XM Channel 204. The Mightier 1090. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Sports Byline. Sports Map. Armed Forces Radio Networks. So let's get you caught up to date. You already know what happened for the most part. But let me get you caught up to date with the numbers. All right? Because let's try to make some money now. Let's try to make some money. So we told you about Detroit. Detroit's getting 12.5. Total's 48.5. We'll handicap this game as the program goes on. But as I mentioned, I'm sure it would surprise a lot of people tuning in to note that the Detroit Lions are 7-1 against the spread the last eight games against the Green Bay Packers. Packers, of course, coming off that horrible, horrible performance last week against the Saints team that got their ass handed them today by the Panthers. And we should note as well, interesting, Jermichael Finley, former Green Bay Packer, Jermichael Finley, questions Aaron Rodgers' hunger, calls for Jordan Love if the struggles continue. Finley tells Keyshawn Johnson, bro, it's a National Football League. Each season, you've got to work like it's your last season. Actually, you can see it right through his helmet. The eyes and the face tell everything. As a personality, and I just don't see that NFL hunger and just the hunger to go win another championship. Should be noted, too, Finley actually won a Super Bowl with Rodgers. He was on that Super Bowl winning team as well. Finley says, you know what? I'm getting a lot of hate for this by saying this, but I care about the Packers, and that's why I'm saying it. Rodgers looks tired. Doesn't have the same hunger, Finley goes on. If you don't start to see the hunger, it's time to go to Jordan Love. You've got one of the highest paid backup quarterbacks sitting there right behind Aaron. So you might as well utilize him and get him going for the future. Man, have you guys noticed that? Have you ever noticed, has there ever been a big time quarterback who's as many former teammates come out and attack him? Like, I'm talking about mega guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's constant. It's not just Finley. It's always former Packer players. Oh, Aaron Rodgers, he's not a good leader. Oh, no, Aaron Rodgers, he's done. He doesn't care. Like, it's always Packer players calling him out. Finley says, I'm not a hater, because he's getting a lot of negativity from Packer fans for saying this. I'm not a hater. I'm looking out. Actually, I just want the guys to do their best and play Packer football. So listen, it sets up nicely for Aaron Rodgers getting a Detroit Lions defense that Jimmy G and the San Francisco 49ers carved up. So we'll break down this game. We'll get you some numbers. But as I stated, 7-1 against the number, the Detroit Lions, the last eight. So Thursday night football, Carolina Panthers at the Houston Texans. Carolina lay 7. Total 43.5. Question marks surrounding the Houston Texan quarterback situation. Tyrod Taylor went down with a hamstring during their 31-21 loss today to the Cleveland Browns. And he's not going to be available. So the question is, who's going to be the starting quarterback? Head coach David Culley was asked after the game if it's possible that Deshaun Watson could be the starting quarterback on Thursday. And he did not rule it out. He said, we'll have to see. Culley was then asked if it's Davis Mills, who's going to back him up? We'll have to wait and see what happens here, says Coach Culley. Wow. So this is real, huh? As I stated earlier, those of you tuning in, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm of the belief that unless you're criminally charged with something, you can't be suspended. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think there should be, like, I think the union, you can't, like, you know, some of these guys get suspended for stuff. Like Antonio Brown. What did, like, he got suspended for what? Like, because what, he threw a rock at a moving company truck? So what, you get suspended for throwing a rock at a truck? Come on, man. That's like Justin Bieber stuff. Like, that's not, you know what I mean? You know, and the whole thing with Deshaun is, there's a lot of lawsuits, but guys, the Houston Police Department have investigated this for how long now? How long? And I'm not discounting anyone's accusations. I'm not personally attacking anybody. But what I am saying is, this thing's been going on for a while. In my own personal belief, if there was criminal charges coming, they would be coming. All right? So, what are we doing here? You know, you can't, like, if a guy gets sued and he's a jerk and he made someone feel uncomfortable, fine, he's a jerk. All right? And, you know, let him pay it off in settlements and et cetera. But, you know, like I said, does anyone ask, well, what if he's, you know, he didn't commit a crime and, you know what, we're sabotaging his career right now. The only thing is why people don't feel sorry for him, I think, and it's crazy because Deshaun Watson always seemed like the nicest guy. He might be, right? I don't know. It was sort of the last guy you'd expect anything this from, but whatever. But the whole thing is, he complained and bit so much before the year about not wanting to play anyways. So, whatever, bro. You didn't want to play for them. You sort of got your wish. You're not playing for them. And you're getting paid. Because that's the whole thing. He's not suspended, guys. He's not suspended. Let me repeat. The NFL is not stopping the Houston Texans for playing Deshaun Watson. So what, are they going to play him now? So I don't know. The question is, do we take the Houston Texans right now plus 7 and knowing that, listen, number one, the Carolina Panthers are 2-0 against the spread, but so are the Houston Texans. Now the Panthers, so the Panthers play 2 home games. They played against the New York Jets, who were terrible, and they played against the Saints, who were without 8 coaches, 3 starting defensive players, and Sean Payton just said it was a nightmare of a week. It is what it is. Says, I take the blame for this. It was a bad week and whatever. Next, right? So what, now the Panthers are laying 7. Houston are scrappy. Houston are 2-0 against the spread. Houston just went on the road and hung around with Cleveland. The question is, so you get 7 with Davis Mills. Okay, I can live with it. Or you're getting 7 with Deshaun Watson. And I tell you what, if Deshaun Watson plays, this number drops to 3 probably. Sounds crazy. I don't know if Deshaun's worth 4 points, but it'll be a massive point spread swing if Deshaun Watson's named the starting quarterback. I personally do not believe that Deshaun Watson will be the starting quarterback. I think they're scared from a PR standpoint, but at some point they have to say what I just said. They have to tell people, listen, if he's found guilty of something, isn't there something called in America innocent until proven guilty? Did Twitter change this? Because there's social media, does this change? Right? Like basically saying, It's not like the OJ case. It's not like, well, you know what? He's on trial right now for murder, so let's play this out. No, he's getting sued. Robert Kraft went and got a happy ending. Is everything fine? No one cared. Think about that. We know that for a fact. We know for a fact that Robert Kraft did what he did. I don't have it. Whatever. It was 2 consenting adults. I don't have a problem with Robert Kraft. But whatever, man. So what, Robert Kraft gets the happy ending, but Deshaun Watson gets this, like, does it, you know what I mean? What's the difference here? One's a player, one's an owner, so what's the deal? Owners get the, you know what I mean? Like, owners get the spoils, I guess. As I stated, like, all right, he's getting sued. If he was going to get criminally charged with something, he would have been charged already. All right? Like, you know, this isn't, you know, we're not investigating, you know, where Jimmy Hoffa is here. They've interviewed everybody. There's, you know what I mean? Whatever. They would have criminally charged him. I've always been of the belief that unless you're criminally charged with something or it's like a Trevor Bauer situation, right? Like, Trevor Bauer wasn't charged with something, but it's like, yeah, whatever, dude. You know, we can't have you on the team. Like, we don't want you on the team due to your set. You're like Troy McClure. With your fish fetish, you got to go. You know what I mean? I don't even care what you did, like, whatever, if it's illegal or not with Trevor Bauer, but we can't have people on the LA Dodgers that like to give women black eyes and choke them in bed. It's not happening. It's the Los Angeles Dodgers, buddy. All right? This isn't the Playboy Mansion. So, I you know what I mean? But that's different. Like, is there any pictures? Like, do you know what I mean? Trevor Bauer is no disputing, and he admitted it. He said, yeah, but, you know, it was consensual. You know what I mean? Like, is there any pictures of Deshaun Watson, like, physically harming anybody? No. You have a lot of accusations that, I don't know, he made people feel uncomfortable. He made advances at them. Not one criminal charge. So, are you going to ruin a guy's life? As I stated, I'm not discounting anybody's story that felt uncomfortable. All I'm stating is I thought we live in a world where you're actually innocent and proven guilty, right? So if I'm the Houston Texans, I would play his ass now. And I would say everything that I just said. I'd say, you know what? We're playing him because we're in America. And there's a little thing called innocent and proven guilty. And if he's guilty, I'll be the first one to cut him. What's wrong with that? Come out and say that. Come out and say, listen, we've done our own investigation. We think that he's Deshaun Watson. He's a good guy. We stand by him. And if we're wrong, we're wrong. And basically put your name out there. Say, if we're wrong, we'll be very disappointed. And if you're wrong, it just makes Deshaun look bad, not you after. All right? So, you know, that's the way I look at this. But I don't think they'll do it. I don't know. I don't think they'll do it. I think they'll start Davis Mills. The only thing is, the uncomfortableness, you can't start Davis Mills and have Deshaun Watson in uniform on the sidelines as a backup. Because you know what I mean? Deshaun Watson wasn't even second string. So now, technically, he should be the backup quarterback. Except how the hell is Deshaun Watson the backup quarterback to Davis Mills? And you can't have Deshaun Watson in uniform standing on the sidelines all night unless he's playing, because even if he's in uniform on the sidelines, you're still going to get criticized in the same way even if he doesn't play. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. All right, you know what? I do like Carolina in this Houston game. It's a train wreck of a game, but I like the Houston Texans plus the 7. I know Carolina's playing good football, but now they're going on the road. I think that Davis Mills could be okay with a week of starting, and maybe you get Deshaun Watson, because this thing's getting real right now. I'm actually surprised David Culley said, we'll see. Right? Like, we'll see means, yeah, I want to play him. I think that's what we'll see means. We'll see means I want to play him, but it's not my decision, right? It isn't. This is the ownership decision. And don't forget, the lawyer that's the head of all of this, the guy, okay, he happens to be the neighbor of the Houston Texans owner, right? So I don't know, man. This whole thing is weird. It's been weird from the start. The Texans and their relationship with the players has never been good in the first place. So, you know, this is just compounds it. But I don't think Carolina should be 7-point road favorites. So other numbers right now, total 43.5 there. The Arizona Cardinals, they opened up at 7 and it quickly went to 7.5. So Arizona Cardinals are at 7.5 at Jacksonville, total 52. Indianapolis Colts. At the Tennessee Titans, the Titans are minus 4.5. The total is 50.5. The Buffalo Bills lay 8.5 to the Washington football team in Buffalo. And that was 9.5, and it was bet down to 8.5. Total is 46.5. New Orleans Saints, flat performance today. Another road game for these guys. Tough start to the season. I'll tell you what, I lean with the Patriots here. Patriots at home laying a field goal, minus 3. Patriots and Saints. Total 43.5. Chicago Bears get 7.5 in C-Town at Cleveland. Justin Fields goes back to Ohio. Of course, Ohio State, baby. Total 46.5. New York Giants lay 3. Man, a lot of 46.5 to the Falcons. Miami Dolphins get 4.5 in Las Vegas against the Raiders. Got a 45.5 there. Jets get 10.5 in Denver. 41.5. Game of the week, Tampa Bay Buccaneers plus 1.5 against the Los Angeles Rams.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.